Greetings and welcome to our series on astrology. The word astrology is broken into two parts. Astro, which has to do with the planets, stars, and celestial objects, and ology, which is the study of a branch of knowledge. Therefore, astrology is the knowledge of the concept of time in relation to the behavior or influence of the stars and planets and their effects on human behavior and the natural world. When you hear the word astrology, what thought comes to your mind? Is it a positive thought or a negative thought? Growing up, I would hear that astrology is not something good, that it is against God's will, and that it is demonic. But astrology dates back to ancient Egypt, the time where civilization began more than 10,000 years ago. Astrology transcended from Egypt to the Babylonians, from the Babylonians to the Greeks, from the Greeks to Rome, then to India, China, later into Europe, and into the Western world. When Christianity overthrew the Roman Empire, most of astrology was hidden and perceived as esoteric, occult, or mysticism. But truthfully, knowledge was hidden from us. Astrology is broken into houses. Each house is governed by a planet that correlates with an element, a metal, a crystal, and an organ of the body. The organs receive energy from the chakra centers, which in turn correspond to a particular planet. Everyone was born at a particular time, a day, a month, and a year. This is your date of birth. Did you know that on your date of birth, the stars and planets, which make up the constellations, were in a particular pattern in the celestial skies? In other words, the planets were on a journey around the sun at the moment you were born. This is your zodiac. A zodiac is an area of the sky that extends 8 degrees north or 8 degrees south at the ecliptic through which the sun passes through the celestial sphere. The celestial sphere has a point called the celestial pole. This pole is directly above the north or south poles of the earth. These are the places on the earth's surface that spins the axis. All of this movement creates magnetic energy. The cycles of the zodiac occurs yearly and consists of 12 different constellations, which are equally divided into zones. Each zone is considered a house in the zodiac. Each zodiac emits a certain energy field. The energy field from the zodiac aligns with the energy of the earth, thereby influencing the energy of our chakras, which are associated with the different parts of our bodies. Recall in episode number 5, the water element, we discussed that the moon is the planet associated with the water element and that our body is 70% water. Water has a movement called tides. Tides are the rise and fall of sea levels caused by the combined effects of the gravitational forces exerted by the moon and the sun and the rotation of the earth. If the moon and the sun can affect the natural world, how could it not affect us as human beings made up of 70% water? Everything and everyone is influenced by planets and stars in the celestial skies. This celestial pattern is what farmers study and use to sow, plant, and harvest crops. This is the same pattern that affects a woman's moon cycle or menstrual cycle. The same pattern that governs our behavior patterns, as each zodiac sign carries the qualities of its ruling planet. This is also the same pattern that the ancestors used to harvest herbs following days and hours of specific planetary regencies to activate or cure specific diseases. The ancient Egyptians, where civilization began, understood that solar movement could predict natural environmental events such as famines and floods. They knew there were connections between human experiences and the cosmos. The divine cosmic connection helped them construct temples to imitate the designs of the heavens, and the floor of the temple being the earth, and the arch ceilings imitating the skies. They also constructed the Great Pyramids, which is one of the greatest structures ever built. And while we appear to be advanced, it would be impossible to duplicate the Great Pyramid. There is truth and wisdom that we have a connection and are influenced by the constellations. The ancient truths that form a cosmic bridge between the heavens and the earth and our existence as cosmic beings. We consist of two masculine elements, fire and air, which is represented by the triangle facing up, and two feminine elements, water and earth, which is represented by the triangle pointing down. When these two shapes are placed on top of one another, it creates a hexagon, the six-pointed star, which represents ether. Ether is the joining of heaven and earth. As above, so below, the wisdom of the ancients that is embedded in our DNA. Ether is pure love. There is nothing demonic about love. Love is life. Boatshen is a branch of Zagfoss organization located in Guissier, Haiti. If you have enjoyed what you have heard, please share this link. Let us all help one another elevate our consciousness for the betterment of humanity. If you would like to get in touch with us, please send an email to bwadch9@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.